it's a humanitarian disaster. And on this scale, I mean, it's almost like the French government have actually held 10,000 people to hostage, which is what's happened. And that's not a a modern European government. That's an act of a dictatorship, and it's scandalous. No short scandal. Last night, of course, they got the message that the port was now open. So what they've done straight away is drive straight towards Dover. It's caused a massive logjam in and around the area, not just for vehicles trying to get out, but also for local vehicles. I hear stories of supermarkets can't get replenished because trucks can't get down there. On a human issue, humanitarian side, yes, the UK government must respond and must do something for these guys. But literally, from a financial point of view, Europe should take some responsibility for it because it is a Europe issue. Try and show some empathy with these guys. They are not the problem. Unfortunately, it's politics is the problem. The drivers are not the problem. They are a victim of the problem. So try and show some empathy with these guys and support them every way we can. They're not going to repatriate all these people before Christmas. It isn't going to happen. The COVID testing, yes, it's happening. Vehicles are getting on ferries now. They're not going to actually clear the backlog within the next sort of 3 or 4 days. It's going to take that sort of time to get over there. There's an awful lot of stories about failings, even where we are now with Manston saying that the facilities aren't coping. There's not enough food to go around. There's not enough toilet and shower facilities. It's basic requirements for human beings.